a commercial resupply mission to the space station, preparing to make a delivery to the moon, and monitoring our changing Earth from space, remembering our fallen heroes, an agency town hall to talk safety, and the end of an historic mission on Mars. A few of the stories to tell you about this week at NASA. On January 30th, a Northrop Grumman Cygnus cargo spacecraft launched to the International Space Station atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. 2 days later, the Cygnus, loaded with 8,200 pounds of scientific investigations and cargo, safely arrived at the station. This is Northrop Grumman's 20th Commercial Resupply Services mission to the space station for NASA. NASA partner Intuitive Machines will use the company's Nova-C lunar lander to carry a variety of NASA science and technology demonstrations to the moon's South Pole region for the benefit of all. The IM-1 mission, which is part of our CLPS initiative and Artemis campaign, is targeted for launch from our Kennedy Space Center during a multi-day launch window, which opens no earlier than mid-February. The NISAR Earth Observing Satellite mission is a joint effort between NASA and the Indian Space Research Organization that will deepen our understanding of deforestation, shrinking glaciers and sea ice loss, natural hazards, climate change, and other global vital signs. The satellite's advanced radar system will monitor motions of the planet's surface down to fractions of an inch, along with changes in other characteristics. NISAR is expected to launch from India in early 2024. NASA's 2024 spinoff publication features many commercialized technologies that use NASA research and development expertise to impact everyday lives. From squishy robots that can be sent into dangerous situations before first responders, to aircraft routing technology that enables increased fuel efficiency and smoother flights, to medical technologies for diagnosing illnesses like the coronavirus, hepatitis, and cancer. Learn more at spinoff.nasa.gov. Our annual Day of Remembrance observance at Arlington National Cemetery took place on January 25th. The event honors the astronauts of Apollo 1, space shuttles Challenger and Columbia, and other members of the NASA family who lost their lives, furthering the cause of exploration and discovery for the benefit of all. Earlier in the week, we hosted an employee safety town hall at the agency's headquarters in Washington. During the event, NASA leadership discussed how the core value of safety embraced around the agency every day is the cornerstone to achieving mission success for NASA. Our Ingenuity Mars helicopter, the first aircraft in history to make a powered controlled flight on another planet, has ended its mission after almost 3 years on the Red Planet. While landing during a recent flight, one or more of Ingenuity's rotor blades sustained damage and the helicopter is no longer capable of flight. Ingenuity, which was designed to only perform up to 5 experimental test flights over 30 days, made 72 flights and flew more than 14 times further than planned, while logging more than 2 hours of total flight time. Axiom Mission 3, the third private astronaut mission to the International Space Station, docked to the orbital complex on January 20th. The Axiom space crew was welcomed aboard by the station's Expedition 70 crew, including NASA astronauts Jasmine Mogbelli and Laurel O'Hara. The Axiom space astronauts are expected to remain on the space station until February 3rd. That's what's up this week at NASA. For more about what else we're up to, check out nasa.gov.